What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Lived Inspire podcast. Today, I talk about how thoughts are everything, right? So how does your thoughts dictate your reality and ultimately your dream body? Let's find out. What is going on, you beautiful people? So, welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, we are talking all about basically your thoughts kind of change your reality in that sense. Now, hope you guys had an absolutely amazing weekend itself. I definitely had a much needed relaxed kind of weekend. Now, this is the Mindset Monday edition. So, diving to this topic itself, I'm going to go through it because a lot of times that we kind of almost like manifest what we're kind of thinking about. And it is said that I think like 90% of our thoughts or something like that or so more so negative. And that comes from the fact of kind of like our ancestral history. We are always looking for more so like survival kind of mechanisms, right? So the whole goal was to survive kind of in the ancestral days, right? Like the caveman, they're thinking about, let's say, a saber-toothed tiger, like maybe just jump at them. So like they have all these thoughts. They're not thinking about like all these positive, happy thoughts, being a millionaire, you know, and living the best life with the six pack in the caveman days. So it all stems from that and the fact that it's more so survival. So more so negative thoughts in turns like are trying to protect you. But obviously now these days, we don't really have to worry about that, right? A saber-toothed tiger run up on you. I might have to worry about a tarantula run up on me in Australia, but that's the point. So we're going to go talk about your thoughts change your reality. So this is really big because if you guys could really kind of control your thoughts, I guarantee you guys could really get your six pack showing a lot more, really lose that fat and overall be happier as a person. Because what you think is what you'll bring on. If you always think you're negative, negative things will happen. So like, let's just say, because I remember like after my first kind of accident itself and like a car accident, I was thinking, you know, more fearful, right? I'm like thinking about another car crash and like, you know, those thoughts come up in my head more. And that accident is more likely to happen, right? Because your head, your thoughts kind of dictate your reality itself. If I'm always thinking about a car crash, well, I'm more likely to get into a car crash, right? That's what kind of happened itself. And I did get to another one. I don't know, not too much longer, maybe 6 months, a year. But like the point was that if you kind of think about something, it's more likely to kind of happen. Now, let's just say you're in the gym too as well. And you think about not being able to lift the weight in the gym, right? So not being able to lift that weight in the gym in the sense that like, oh, it's a little heavy, right? And like, I can't do another rep. There's no more. Or think about how much you hate your body. When you think about these things over here, that can impact you, right? Because let's just say if you think about you can't lift the weight anymore, you can't do it. Well, that thought is going to become reality, right? Mentally, it makes you weaker, which physically makes you weaker itself. Also, if you think about how much you hate your body itself, all these negative kind of feelings, most of the times you want to get rid of them. And now a lot of people get rid of these negative feelings by like eating, right? So like I just had an example of a client I called yesterday. And at first she thought she didn't see changes from when she first started the kind of program itself, but she never really weighs herself because she hates it. While she doesn't take photos when I tell her to take it. But yesterday she took a photo itself, like 2 days ago. And she's like, she thought she didn't see any changes to look in the mirror, but like she was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna go eat pizza, it's over. But then she saw the changes from day one to the end, and she's like, holy shit, like she felt so good about herself. She's like, no, I'm absolutely not gonna have that pizza itself. And she made something else, and it's continuing onwards and trying to reach that next milestone in terms of her body. So like that was super, super cool to hear and to see. But like when you think about how much you hate your body itself and have those feelings, let them control you too as well. You're going to want to get rid of them. Most of the times they use food as kind of emotional state because food does kind of make you feel better, right? So a lot of times we use food as kind of something as a means towards like not kind of feeling things we want to feel. So think positive. Imagine yourself doing the rep, right? I do this to myself in the workouts. Imagine yourself doing those reps over there, getting it done. Imagine what a perfect day looks like for you. Imagine what a perfect day looks like for you. You wake up, you're excited, best day of my fucking life. You go to work excited, you do your workouts, you're feeling great, you eat all these healthy foods. You, I don't know, get to hang with your friends, just smiling and having a great day. Maybe go home and play games, right? Just imagine your perfect day. I don't know what your perfect day looks like, but just imagine that perfect day, right? And imagine your dream body, right? Because I guarantee you, when you imagine your dream body, you feel fucking amazing, right? You see yourself in the mirror with that chest, those abs that you always wanted to. You see yourself lean. You have your confidence in yourself. You're smiling. Positive things will happen when you think positive. For example, let's just say you smile. Once the second you just smile, right? You feel better, right? There's neurochemicals inside your body that pretty much go hand in hand, right? So smile, you feel better. If you frown, you're probably not going to feel great. Just try it out yourself, right? Just smile, just force a smile, right? I guarantee you, you'll feel better just like that, right? So your thoughts change your reality. Now, I challenge you guys to, every time you guys think of something negative, so maybe it's at work. It's like, oh, I hate being at work, right? Instead, maybe it's like you're a nurse. You're thinking about that patient that brings you joy, that patient that makes you laugh, or something like that, or something you do enjoy in your job, right? Things you do enjoy, because I guarantee if you just think about hating your job itself too as well, or hating your body, your day's gonna be longer. Your mind's gonna be fogged up because you're not gonna be as happy just in period in general, right? So every time you guys catch yourself thinking negative, I challenge you to switch that up. The second you catch yourself, I know it's gonna be hard at first. I had this mindset too as well, and I caught myself a lot just thinking negative. I'm like, no, I'm thinking positive, right? Just change them, right? So your thoughts change your reality. Think about the dream body, rather think about the body that you hate or where you would be. And I guarantee you, it'll bring more joy to you. It'll be a lot happier too as well. And ultimately, at the end of the day, allow you to get your dream body easier. So, Coach Kev, signing out.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.